Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ken Silvestri. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Croucher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Croucher moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Croucher tags and scores. McCuskey tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher, who is chasing the ball. Greenberg reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL strikes out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic throws the ball into Appling, who tags Croucher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton strikes out. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel juggles the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Appling moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Krivic moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Silvestri for a passed ball. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for John Whitehead. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Krivic moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Steinbacher scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 2 in the game. Silvestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Silvestri reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Jack Knott. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair tags and scores. Silvestri tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-6, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Silvestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roxy Lawson now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Silvestri and he is safe. Walker steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Silvestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Clint Brown. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 7, Tigers, 7. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 4 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 4 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Silvestri fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Silvestri catches it and throws to second to double up McCoskey. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-5 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Quell takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-5 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Walker reaches second base with a double. Quell moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling is walked intentionally. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-5 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. York moves to second. Mark Christman pinch runs for Rudy York. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Silvestri hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher strikes out. 1 out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 4 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 6 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.